the plate. Let me see if we have. Do you know where we're holding?
No, I don't remember.
So I think it's mem.
Okay, it's tough mem. We just seen the piece over here. It's an amud mem, and we had just seen the piece about that the world is
alfe shit.
Yeah, it has a certain.
Ozzy was contradicting that.
Right, it has a certain goal and so on.
Put that on the blog.
You say, Anna Reed, you don't. We don't speak no evil of an Anna Reed. That's the straight out.
Not until January.
After the dinner, until after the dinner, right?
Who said that's evil? I mean, that's
okay. So he says. So the one thing that the one exception to the absolute even-handedness is that it is something that is has an end to it. Im kein a mem on aleph a mem kol yom ve yom shayiv nimtzal lem kar ve'es hashem usay. Each day that passes by, the world is moving towards shleimus. Below od ela shakadosh baruch hu misivos mishapich b'mekatzosay u'megalgul gilgulim tamid lo b'olam hashem usay. So he says here is second yisoid. It doesn't mean the following. Let's say I give somebody a time frame for working out a certain puzzle, problem, whatever it is. So the person does it. I give him 15 minutes. He doesn't do it. I blow a whistle and show him how to do it. It could be that these 15 minutes were wasted. In other words, I just sat there twiddling my thumbs, doing nothing, and the guy didn't get anywhere. That's not the way it works by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The way it works by Kadosh Baruch Hu is that there are now 7,000 years that is trying to bring about the Geula through a hidden way. In a way that the Geula will happen by a process that we didn't realize. So when the 6,000 years are up, it's not the process. There'll be a big whistle or a shofar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will just step in and take over. We will see that the alternative developed, that the Geula developed alternative to us, and those 5,000 years, and those 7,000 years were spent preparing the Geula, actually.
What does that mean by alternative?
A mahalach nafra maisim. We have two ways. We have 6,000 years, we have that our maisim benigla bring about the Geula, b'shalom Yisrael.
Isn't it that it's our maisim but not our intention?
Well, yes, but so that maybe that's a better way of saying it. Whatever it is, we realize that there's been a process of geula happening to us that we were not conscious partners to it. It was not our doing. It was not our bechira. You know, it wasn't our bechira. So, like it says, like Shmuel says, listen, you don't have a choice whether there'll be a geula or not. The choice is how will the geula happen. That's the choice.
Zachu. If it's because of our maisim, so then the 15 minutes lamashal, you know, wasn't wasted. We were able to bring it.
Right.
If at the end of the day he brings it achishena, bal korcha, so then lamafreya was wasted. Meaning it wasn't because of us. He just brought it. And he said, we didn't get there. We didn't do it.
So I don't know. You know,
the way I would see this, if the American government sets up like a stooge in some foreign government as like where he thinks he's an official. He thinks he's an official, but actually he's just there to like give away false secrets, right? So the whole time, so in truth, he gave away false secrets. He helped America achieve victory because he confused the enemy, etc. His intention was to do harm. So like, do we say that he was the one that contributed? I don't know. No, he should be punished. So in a similar way, isn't as impossible that what Ari's asking is, well, if Lamaisa, our actions achieve the result, shouldn't we be rewarded? It would seem to me that since we had no,
I'm asking Fakir. Since Lamaisa, our actions didn't bring it, so Lamafreya.
So my feeling is that it's not. all or nothing. What we'll see Lema Freya is the Maisim we did do were instrumental in bringing it, but the whole thing itself, Akash Baruch Hu will make use of the Maisim we did and integrate everything else.
This is not Be'ito or Akashano, it could be like a hybrid, like a synthesis of it.
Yes, all these things don't
work. I only bring it because of you, but I partially brought it because of you.
Exactly, whatever we didn't do, Akash Baruch Hu does, yes.
Even on a cloud level, like history is already decided, so our Maisim are relevant, but individual level against Karbonish anyways.
But it's not decided. Well, every door had its nsionos. It had what it was able to withstand and whatever it fell through. So you have different combinations of what it was accomplished. People went to Mesiras Nefesh. People did mitzvahs with Mesiras Nefesh. People did this. People also failed. So nothing goes to waste. The meisim that we did toiv integrate and get and gather in for toiv. The other meisim, Kadosh Baruch Hu worries about.
In the same way that if we sin, there was a went to waste. The same way when we do an Avera, our time and our actions are in the waste of some too. We don't bring about Mashiach.
But Akash Baruch Hu makes sure. Now, a lot of these processes can happen, Shelo Bitzoneinu. The suffering we have, the lessons we learn, Lamassal, if for the people who admired maybe Western culture, German philosophy, and they suffered the brunt of German, sadism, it gave them a lesson about, Germany or whatever it is. So you have a combination of things that Akash Baruch Hu brings into place called Korchenu, and things that we were smart enough to bring in ourselves.
So it's Be'ita Achishena, it sounds like it's not a continuum, although there is a continuum aspect to it. At what point do you cross Be'ito and it becomes Achishena?
Be'ito and Achishena are two separate mahalchim, but they could be mixed and matched. Be'ito means, let's give an example. A person can look old and become old, either because there's an internal process that by the time a person reaches X amount of years, he looks old, and or a person can go through a lot of different stresses that age him, and there's a combination thereof. So you have Be'ito and Achishena are two different ways of the Geula process going forward.
So when it says Zachu Lo Zachu, what it really means is, in as much as they were Zachu.
That's it. The Zachu creates Achishena. It becomes not a product of time, but a product of human accomplishment. Lo Zachu, it's Be'ito. The time does it. You know, Masha Lo Yasa.
Whatever Chelik, we're not Masha.
Masha Lo Yasa, Sech Lo Yasa Zman.
Okay. It's a reorientation, because I think most people see it as the binary.
Certainly if you have the extreme, if you did 100% Tov, then Tov is Zach Hashanah. If you did 100% bad,
I try.
As you say at the dinner.
That's what you wanted at the dinner. It's one of the things we'll say. He tried to bring the Shia, and he feels, he doesn't feel he failed, he feels the door fell. So, okay, I think that'll give the proper...
Next will be honored by Lubavitch.
Yeah. Okay. He's not blinded by false modesty. We have...
That's good, it coincides at the end of Sota, of Eka Ano, it's perfect.
Yeah, okay.
It comes all together.
Yeah. But the chicken will be good though.
Yeah. I'm happy. All my contacts who are being harassed are going to be very grateful.
They're not even getting chicken.
Okay. V'lo od elo shakadosh baruch hu imkein kol yoyim v'yoyim sha'iva nimtza olam kavya shemusay. Every day that passes, the world comes closer to shleimus. V'lo od elo shakadosh baruch hu misibois mishafech ba'oimek hatzosoy u'megalgul gilulim tamid la'avi olam shenzeh. Kadosh baruch hu is constantly moving the world towards the shleimus. V'ma shem ha'kosev rabos esisat Hashem alekayin v'yisech mas v'sech aleinu. V'chein ha'ma novi eitzis mirochek emunas oimen. V'chein nema v'choshe machshavas v'lidar meni nidar. I want to give just a small marshal, they have all sorts of smuggling. Like you want to smuggle in, let's say, a car bomb or something like that, or drug manufacturing equipment. So what you do is you break it up into smaller components, and the chachma is to send it in a way where each one in its own context looks so innocent and so natural that you don't think that it has any shaykhs or anything else. It's also the same like over here. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that X happens on the first door. And the next door might be G. And the door after that might be J. And each and every piece that falls into the Koimach on Yisrael, it's only at the last snapping into place that we'll be aiming on it. And this pasuk in Shmuel Beis is a very powerful pasuk, and it's an important pasuk, and it's one of the makoros where we learn the concept of Gilgal from. It says, "V'chashav machshavos lebilte yidach meni nidach." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly osek machshavos that nothing fall away from Klal Yisrael. In other words, people have all sorts of chances. In other words, the whole concept of Gilgal comes from this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the Nekudas of Kedusha realize themselves. And even if they mess up time and again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want anything to become lost, and that's why he's always looking for things to get a person back and so on.
So we do believe in Gilgal? I mean, isn't this a major issue of controversy?
I'm saying the pre-Kabbalah Rishonim did not believe in it. You know, it's Rabbi Nesadigon and Rambam. And their point is correct. Their point was, looking at Chazal and Tanakh, if you don't have a Maseiros of Kabbalah, there doesn't seem to be a marker for Gilgulim, except from Goyish stuff. In the world of Kabbalah, you have it. So barring a Maseiros that you have, you couldn't just come up with the idea.
For instance, pre-Kabbalah.
You're saying the world, yeah, you're saying Kabbalah came later?
Pre-that Kabbalah became the first, and the Rambam did not have access to Kabbalah, Sadi Gon didn't have access to Kabbalah. Ezra probably didn't have access to Kabbalah, so all those who shown him, they're talking about a different Mahalach, and the Mahalach of learning of this material, there's no more for Gilgulim.
So we assume that, for example, the Ramban did have access to it, and
yes. Yes, Ramban was a Mekubal. He there was a private, Risa Gidnor, Beno Ezra, Ramban. There was a Shalshalo.
Part of Torah about that. How can we tell
we don't have a Yerushalmi on Kosher in those part of Torah Shabbat. It was lost. I mean, since it was something that was meant to be behesta, it was not open, it was not available, and it was not Nafut says so. So at any rate, but this
how would this is an example. How would the Rambam or Tzad Yigon deal with Yidach Mimenu Nidah? That is,
so that's all. The Chapshat, because Baruch Hu keeps trying very hard to bring people back and. I had a kesher with somebody who quite a few years ago, not from the area at all, a person who was a prominent rabbinical figure. Loleno, I had an affair with somebody. And I was tangentially involved in trying to hold that at a mess, whatever it is. But he was telling me a little bit about it, and he said that the first time he came to this woman's house, you know, I'm Nasa Savera, he got a text message, an urgent child in Yichud, from one of his companions, and he said to himself, oh my gosh. And he turned, made a U-turn.
Wow.
The second time, he walked up to the house, it was a house on a quiet side street, and all of a sudden, a whole fleet of fire trucks came, you know, blaring by, and remember the Gemara, Nura, and he made a U-turn. The third time, she called him from a motel, and they didn't have to chat to him again,
right,
and that
right.
was it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to you, and you know, is holding you back. I mean, it's incredible. I have another, it's a very different type of. There was somebody who learned in the mirror. He looked at Baranovich, really, and he was with the Mirrors in Shanghai. His name was Friedman. He came to America, and in 1950 or 51, he married a South American woman who was in America, and he went to South America, to Brazil, to Sao Paulo to live. And basically, he got to Sao Paulo, he told the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, let's depart friends. I don't know from you, you don't know from me. You know, let's forget about each other. And in Sao Paulo, it's very easy. It's
amicable.
What?
Amicable separation.
Yeah, amicable separation. And, you know, there's 12 million people there, 40 million people, 25 million, whatever. It just keeps growing. And that was it. And he lived for, I'll make a cheshbon, for something like 40 years. With, you know, amicable, like he said, you know, I don't know, you don't know for me. One day, he wakes up in the morning, he opens up his window shade, and in the window across, in the building next to him, there's a coil of young light sitting learning. And he said, like,
he died and went
I guess he tracked me down. I was there in that colo, and he it was in 1995, 1996. The first day I was here, I went to Brazil to teach for a week in that colo. So he hung around. He was an old man, and he hung around, and he was speaking with me. I spoke Yiddish, so he felt very comfortable with me, and he was telling me about his background, and he said, you know, he had basically totally comes off, you know, Shaykhis, and he wakes up and he sees their window and his window was like this. I saw it, I was there, I was sitting there. And he said, like, wow, you know, a Gajmoh who like just pushed himself back into his life. Now the only thing he told me, you know, the Unalitis, they're very fine young life, very nice. Said, but the Balachubas, he said, there's no, you know, that was stuff. I don't know. So by
Yirachman,
by Yirachman and Yidach, they said they don't know the right thing. Gunim to sing for Shal Shudis,
all the important stuff.
Yeah. But by Yirachman and Yidach has a meaning of pshat as well.
How do you look at this like the story of the Rav that you said?
Yeah.
So he had his chance. He had his first chance. He had his second chance, and like, no go. Now Lechori got caught over there. Now he's Mischari.
Yeah.
So how does like, what's his story now? Doing tshuva now for him.
This person
becomes harder for him. It's like he lost his opportunity. Like, what's like at a certain?
I mean, this person went through some very, very tough situations, and he's put his life together, Baruch Hashem, in a complete change of career. His own family situation had not in wake of this, but had disintegrated. Whatever.
Right.
The person, Baruch Hashem, he's put his life back together. He's not in a rabbinical field, and he's doing well.
I mean, even though he
in Ruchnius also, I'm saying,
even though he squandered these opportunities, that's
ever,
you're never caught.
It's always a question of what price. No matter how low you fall, you can climb back. The question is, how much energy do you need to expend to climb back? That's the issue.
Because I think about, like, you know, like what comes to my mind is, like, you know, the Shia LaBeouf Paro, and you know, being his heart being hardened. He made enough decisions.
The Balei Musa and Baruch Siddur say about Acher that the reason why Acher was wrong was because he said, when he heard the voice that he can't do tshuva,
right.
He listened to it.
He should have.
There's no such thing. There is no such thing. As long as a person is alive, he can make a U-turn. It's hard. What?
So with the voice.
The voice is discouraging. But if a person wants bedafka, then you know, there's no. It's like when somebody wants very hardy people to work for him, and he says, you know, you need not apply. You know, it's not going to work for you. And the person bedafka akshazayin. So that akshanis is something that is works. Besides which, there is a famous Shuvas Hamsayif at the end of Yeridaya. He speaks about the ikr. He argues on one of the Rambam's ikrim of schar of geula. He says we still would have our obligations to do Torah mitzvahs even if we knew it's going no place. It makes no difference in terms of the personal obligation. What do I care that there's redemption, not redemption, just that the other thing? At the end of the day, it's you know, I'm a mechuyev b'dov. So it's something where in the beer itself you will find something that will pull you away from, you know, it will bring the toiv closer. Just like a person who, in psychology, the first stage usually of being able to make things better is hitting rock bottom. When you don't feel you've bottomed out, you still, so that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu engineered things, that within the going off, away, whatever you want to call it, there is a mahalach toiv. So, in many ways, but Al Kapanim, those are two Mahalchim, and these two Mahalchim are really concurrent. It basically meaning that I could look at every Maisa from two perspectives and see how do I understand it mitzat olam abchira, how do I understand it mitzat olam yichud. And both of them are necessary to understand. I can look, and that's why when you find Moshe, when you find Chazal, and this is something where people make a terrible mistake, I think. The Ishbitzer type Sfarim, the Ishbitzer special Sfarim, all go around the theme of that really Pinchas, that what's his name, Shimon Gera had to live with Kazi Vastur, and Yehuda had to live with her, and that was the tikkun, and so on and so forth, on and on, this type of stuff, which anybody who takes the saved Ishbitzer Sfarim as his Bible for theology basically believes there's no Bechira. And that's at the end of it, there's no Bechira and no Averis.
Everything you do whatever you want, yeah.
Yeah. And what he means to say is you need to be able to see it from both sides. And the Chachma is, we certainly, the Torah evaluates Yehuda and everybody else based on
the Bechira
aspect, yeah. And Chet. That's what Torah is about. That's what Nach's about. But what he says is it's not enough. You need to do it with you need to see it this way and this way.
It's a Bechira and Yediyah. You need to do the
Yediyah. Correct.
You're learning it's happening for a purpose.
You can learn it this way. You can learn it this way. And each one has his own pshat, his own world, and so on.
When we say kolam davichatayin ol toa, we're not referring to the yichud aspect of it. We're referring even in the gilui aspect.
Even the gilui. Over there,
especially in the, right?
Because over there, there's an obvious issue. If his avera had been legally ish, why is he still considered the great king and this and that?
Right.
You can only understand in context of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to relate to David HaMelech. We can understand it as a moral problem, not as a halakhic problem. Right. Because you and your madrega should have been different. That's the understanding there. Okay. These are two midas that are anchored into the very foundation of the world. One is midas chava inish. He anhogas tei v'ra v'shikol echad l'schusel l'chayva. V'nikas anhogas zeis anhogas hamishpat. Shakach baruch hu yoyishiv zon kol olam kula fi maseyem atoy v'royim.
Yeah. And?
No, it means the tova ra is being weighed to determine what's, you know, how much schus, how much kai. There's no difference in that. It's all part of that same. V'asya toich mishpat ezer. In this world of mishpat, you have midas tuvay asel v'choyk shli musay lefeinim emshaltei shebekoch what's in the environment, which is what's ongoing is a rotzat v'metakin is devroim. Behinu, the thing midas aschava onesh hakadosh baruch hu kaviyochol mishabet ma'is ma'is ve'adam. In the world of aschava onesh, we're the balabatim, and hakadosh baruch hu is mishabet itself to us. Shim heim toivim gamu yetib lehem bim royim yuchrach kaviyochol lanisham ukiyin akosif noizol lehim vehefchoy tzilat chateshi mamarim zal bismach yisoyisim tzenshol mokum misipu kapi kvoshol ma'ilok she'inu yisoyisim tzenshol mokum mitishu kvoshol ma'ilok shom olifim midas mem shal Alta Shitose Oma Umashtes Ovn Arte Biyamahi. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu will take away all the Aveir, Yivuksam and Yisovenenu, Eschatzi Yehuda Velitzenu. Vihine, Lefimidas Atevara, Misha Shem Emes, Lassus Yishtrocha, Binikrege Mida. Vahaba Drachel Mokram, Mishalom Kefoloi. Ukoirach Ish Yimtsenu, Yim Lechasim Shiftoi. Ach, Lefiatsas Tuvoi, Bechoshim Musisbar, Hatsal Shavashim, Lachsis, Akoil Toyv Sholem, Lutikar Gomeshibachar. So one Anhag is busy giving people the reward for what they did good and the punishment did bad, and the other Anhaga is busy giving bringing everything to its toiv, to shleimus. This Anhaga is called Nishem Lishanisi, meaning Kadosh Baruch has not changed. Because Kaviyochel in the Anhaga that's negiah to us of Schar Vonesh, there's change. Kadosh Baruch is being nice to me, Kadosh Baruch is being mean to me, Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy. So there is some element within that Anhaga requires a feedback of change. But when you talk about the Pnimius, there we're talking about Nishem Lishanisi, this Anhaga. Akash Baruch Hu has a one-track mind. Bring everything to its tikkun. Uben Roshes Shal Rashbi Amuf Lo Ishtani B'Chol Asar. Akash Baruch Hu has not changed any place. Ve'omnom Han Hagas Asav Oynesh Yamigulas Nirstam Leinakol. What we do see is the Haga of Schar Va'Onesh.
Now.
In other words, like Vayim Shemaya, B'chol Kosei. In other words, what's visible. Fine, but what he means is the only thing that's visible that we can point to is that's visible at any level, not even for us, but that would be shayach to be oimer on. The other anhog is anhog of soid, and it's anhog that we have no shayachus to. And that's, in a certain sense, that's what Kabbalah is about, to sort of, it's anhog of a Kadosh Baruch Hu soid, of bringing the world to a tikkun. Achagilgol shumigalva kol toiva omek omeku. Yes.
Some of the people that are responsible for Tfo are also themselves people that do a lot of Ra. So, like, how are we supposed to see that? Somebody who.
That HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the person for his own ends. Let's say it says G'dolah Hasaras HaTabas of Achashverosh, more than the Nevi'im, more than the Memchas Nevi'im and so on, that will be not Kal Yisrael. So Achashverosh is not going to get Schar as a Makarev, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu used him to be Makarev Kal Yisrael.
So I'm not thinking of people who are like, just so extreme. I think about, like, let's say an example in Eretz Yisrael, there's somebody who was a very prominent leader, a rabbinic figure, and they were involved in something very shameful. It seems they did a lot of good. They also had this outsized ego that, like,
you know what? So I know somebody like that, and the only metaphor I could think of is, it says in Chazal that by Achaz Kever, you know, they had smoke coming out, and it said there was Rachmanis on him. He couldn't go to Olam Haba because of all the bad. He couldn't go to Gehenna because it was Talmidim, and he was stuck in limbo land. They were spalling on him, he should get his tikkun and so on. I don't know. You know, that's why Akash Baruch Hu is a judge. I don't know. We have no way of judging.
Now how do we perceive that? Like, you know, if it's an institution that's trying to do so much good, and yet at the same time, you know, there's somebody who's the leader that has these, you know, significant.
That's part of the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra. That you know, this world is a muddle of stuff, and there is nothing so good that you won't find issues, and there's nothing so bad that you won't find good. And you just have to be able to deal at each intersection with the particular point. You can't, there's nothing you can swallow as being 100% tov and nothing that's 100% ra. Let's just finish up the paragraph here. V'nimtza shevale kovel she'odin baruch hu kaveh eschoik shen musa v'briyas nebram eila. So certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not created the world shalom, obram chaserim v'lo shleimim. ושום להם דרך הנהוגה ומין השפוע שאין על החיש הכסיסו הספרה, שמנה בו מציאו שיקו לטוי ברע. ויש מציאו שלך הטויים ופגמיהם לאין שמקלקלים. ואף על פי כן, שוב ואיבית בכל כתובו על נברואים אלו, לטקטם התיקון הכלולי והגום לסבלובוי, שאולה מסבס כל הגלגול והיום ביומו, ומם שלי והטוי, ורע עצמו ליגו בתיקון שולם, ואפילו שיחוד של דוסי הספרה. So I can work in a world that's lacking shortcomings and so on, and yet there's in the long picture he has prepared everything to get to its tikkun. So next time we'll see sort of a summation of this whole point.
Make a mark
up to nun. Slemech Hashem kol anoflim.
Yeah, just with Acher and Paro and so what I understood is that Rebbe's saying that, let's say the story that you told over, so the guy, if he had heeded the original warning, his life would have been easier.
Yes.
And he wouldn't have gone through all the turmoil and all the
correct
loss of reputation and family,
correct,
whatever.
Correct.
Lamaisa, he still is able to do tshuva, but it came at a much greater price now because he had to
correct
go through all
correct
these different things.
He went through some times and was thinking of ending his life.
Right.
You know.
So he could have just listened and been okay,
yeah,
right away.
It was.
Although it could be that he wasn't shaykhting, or maybe it could be he needed all that to become...
Or could be needed to realize that, see that I...
The depth of his... whatever. But
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. The depth of...
No, I was going to say the depths of his brokenness. In other words, it could be that I'm so broken that even this couldn't... Even when a clear...
Even warnings
even a clear thing doesn't help me, that I really need to make change. But then again, I just, how do you understand Paro with you know, being his heart being hardened and the loss of Bechira and that kind of thing?
Says that was part of the punishment. That was already just to show people. The Rambam says that since Paro was arrogant and haughty that I am the albeit, then Paro needed to be shown that you can be made a shmat out of and do exactly opposite of what's smart to you because you can't help yourself. It was a way to show Paro that he's not at all a boss and so on.
Right, but Lamaisi lost his Bechira, according to...
Huh?
But Lamaisi lost his Bechira.
Someone wrote, and again, it's a little bit, may sound a little bit insensitive to us, and like, again, to do a fact check on it, but Rabin was a very, very, let's call it confident person himself. And when he ran, the Labor Party was the doldrums, and then when he ran, he insisted instead of being called the Labor Party, it should be called the Labor Party headed by Rabin. And when they spoke at the victory, they said something about along the lines of together, and Rabin said, Ani achlit, ani anavet, I'll decide, I will navigate, it's me. No party, you know, like that was when he
party,
was shot.
Party of one.
When he was shot, and the Secret Service there, the car, and he didn't want to go. The guy told him, you do exactly what you told, and you know, shoved him into the car, whatever. Those are like the last words. And you know, and somebody wrote up about, you know, it's the Zilum itself that you know, I will decide, I will convey this and that, and you know. If you end your life when somebody's telling you, you're not even, you do what I call you to do. I don't know.
You see that in public, you get killed for a second.
Huh?
You see that in public, you know, you get killed for like...